I finally came up with a solution. If I can't save Randy, and I can't save Ben, then there's no other choice.
Previously on Lost Lake.
Jane, we found the body. It's at the cemetery.
The stone reads, in loving memory of Rhea, the ominous-looking monument from afar. A weeping woman, head to toe, covered in all white, and she was plastered with a smug grin, smiling at his demise.
Hey guys, I'm sorry I haven't been posting much recently. The last few months have become a blur. As you know, I've really been struggling with my emotions because of Parker. I miss having him around. You guys know how Parker and I loved our cassette tapes. It was actually Parker's idea to get some cassette tapes and record on them. That's how it all started. We created our podcast and started delving into the supernatural. He seemed to be really interested in our mysterious detective. Today's entry is dedicated to Parker. What I'm about to tell you is not easy for me to open up about. As I said before, the previous months have been a blur for me. I've been worried about my mental health. I haven't told anyone yet, but I can't recall what I've been doing the past week or so. I don't think that it's all just because of the grief I've been feeling. I think something might have happened to me. Around the time police found Parker's body, I started seeing Parker. Yeah, I know it's crazy. I knew he wasn't really there, but I wanted him to be there. But then I started having reoccurring nightmares about Parker. One night I woke up. I was hearing my name being called.
Ben.
Hello?
I responded. I recognized the voice as Parker's. This kept happening to me until finally I woke up from the most intense nightmare I'd ever had. And there was Parker, standing right in front of me. I wanted to reach out and grab his arm. I yelled out his name. But once I stretched out my hand to grab him, he vanished. Immediately after, I felt something I couldn't explain. I felt dread. I felt as if I shouldn't have done that. As if I made some sort of mistake reaching out for him. And then, that very same day, it happened.
Blacked out.
It started as simple things, like misplacing my belongings, forgetting important dates, which seems normal except it escalated. My friends told me they were concerned for me because I kept showing up at events that I don't ever recall going to or being at. They told me I said things that I don't remember saying, hurtful things. I feel like I'm slowly slipping away from myself. I feel as if I'm drifting further and further from my body. I feel as if the lake is slowly washing me away. My soul, my body, my mind, everything. I'm losing myself. I think whatever this entity is, it isn't Parker. I think it's inside of me now. I think I might be.
Hey, Ben! Ben, you in there?
Yeah. Just a minute.
I'm sorry my apartment is a mess.
That's okay. You don't need to apologize.
Thanks. Yeah, it's been a while since I've left this apartment. I found that the open windows make me feel better.
I like the wind chimes.
Thanks. Yeah, I like how they give a calming touch. I was in the middle of posting an episode today.
Oh, nice. What is it about?
Just informing everyone about why I've been missing the past few months and about Parker.
Oh, sorry, Ben.
It's alright. Thanks for coming over, Randy. Do you want a coffee or water or anything?
Nah, I think I'm good.
I've been wanting to tell you something. I think I've been seeing Parker. I'm going to be honest. Being here, I think, is making me feel more depressed.
Sorry, Ben. I thought maybe it would help you feel better. For some reason, I thought maybe Orion or Dean would be taking care of this place. Speaking of Dean, maybe you should talk to her. I'm sure she misses Parker as well.
Yeah, I've already tried. I just can't do it. I don't want her memories of me being involved with Parker's death. I want her to have good memories of me. I don't want her memories of me to be associated with negative thoughts or feelings. And that makes me a really selfish person. I feel that if I really did care about her, I would be there for her anyway, right? But it's better for me to distance myself. Besides, I'm not even in my right mind. How can I help someone if I can't even help myself? I'm such a selfish person.
Ben, I don't think you're a selfish person. Give it some time. I'm the selfish one, Ben. You don't know about the watch, about Parker and me trying to save each other. I keep making excuses. Don't want to die, but I'll be fine. In the big picture, I don't matter anyway. I'm going back to save your best friend. I'll fix this and make it right. I won't let Parker go. I'm going back to save your best friend. I'm the selfish one, Ben.
Thinking you will be fine. You won't be fine. I've been an idiot to think that.
Without Parker, he's your best friend.
I'm going back, Ben.
I'm going to save Parker. I'm going back to save Parker.
Jax, I wasn't able to meet with Ben. He said he found his friend Parker. However, I do know the identity of the victim. I know the identity of the body.
We've been hearing rumors around town about the mysterious Weeping Woman monument.
Oh yes, and before I forget, Jax, one more thing. I am going to be checking the result of the DNA sample of who I believe the victim is.
January 17th, 104 p.m., year 2023, interviewing bail enforcement agent Jax and Detective Jane Black. All right, Jane, exactly what happened?
No, that's all right, I'll be fine. Okay, bye.
What did you see, Jane?
What was it, Jane? What did you see?
Rhea. I saw the Weeping Woman putting itself back together.
Jane! Parker told me there's a legend of a sword hidden in Lost Lake that can banish any evil creature. Right now, I'm on my way to the library to see if I can find any urban legends about swords or moving statues.
Hey, Jax. So, you're never gonna believe this, but the identity of the victim's body is Ben's friend, Parker.
I don't know when or how, but I know for sure. I've been here before. The Rhea Monument is used for rituals, or so I believe. Is all of this somehow connected? The chief was in such denial she couldn't accept the truth, so she assumed the man I saw at the crime scene was the killer. I don't know if that man I saw was connected to the Rhea Monument or not. I also experienced the strange radio frequencies and weird voices in my head. Then the thread leads me to the leather-bound journal, the ink of concealment. How was Rhea, a statue, connected to the journal I found at the Lost Lake Hotel? Who was that mysterious man in the basement?
Okay, Parker, keep an eye out for the Weeping Woman. I'll keep an eye out for the signal.
Randy, go! What are you doing? Parker, no!
That wasn't supposed to happen.
Parker, what do you mean that wasn't supposed to happen? What are you not telling me?
Today's date is September 22nd. It's a Thursday. Just before I arrived to the crime scene, the police had closed off the main road so that pedestrians could not see the cemetery in plain sight. The sky was turning dark upon the cemetery, with only a fracture of the setting sun shining out from a break in the clouds. Dusk had begun to fall. I took one step onto the lawn. As I approached, it became a clear picture. The ominous-looking monument from afar, a weeping woman, head to toe, covered in all white. The stone reads, "In loving memory of Rhea." The statue was maybe the oldest monument in the village, but appeared clean and spotless.
Hi, Jane.
Hey, Jax. So, about that body being here, I don't see it.
There is no body at the crime scene.
Oh.
Maybe you're confused because Chief did just mention a body at a different location.
Yeah, that's probably it. I haven't really been getting much sleep lately. I'll gather what I can here and then I'll be on my way. Send me the address.
Copy that. See you later.
Now, where to put my coffee? Wow, Rhea. You're the most reliable partner I've ever had. Breaking news. Stone Cold Detective finally takes coffee break after 1,000 years. Alright, what do we got here? It seems that the speculation of the cult may be true. There's some weird symbols spray painted onto the ground. And looks like there's a little bit of blood here. I'll take a sample of this. What's this? It looks like some sort of old vintage pocket watch. Interesting. This looks familiar to me.